as a top financial advisor, or maybe an advisor aspiring to be a top financial advisor, you know there's all kinds of lessons to be learned in our industry from some of the most successful advisors on how we can serve our clients well, but do well by doing so. But I gotta tell you, there's a lot of lessons we can learn outside of our industry from those successful entrepreneurs. And I've had the privilege with Dan Sullivan of Strategic Coach, Joe Polish of Genius Network, Russ Allen Prince, and I have been studying really thousands, almost 10,000 now, entrepreneurs. And I want to share with you in this short video, this week's episode of The Advisor's Edge, how you can take these seven lessons and really accelerate your success even more. I'm John Bowen, CEO of CEG Worldwide, and you don't want to miss this.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights. Real results.
Now, some entrepreneurs that we all know have soared and they go to great heights. I have the privilege of being in Silicon Valley and I've seen some amazing success here. I'm sure you have too. But the other thing that we need to remember is with reward, there's risk. And we've seen, you know, some really entrepreneurs plummet like rocks. And what I want to do is I want to share with you that there's no one single reason why some succeed and some fail. There's actually seven key reasons that we've identified in our research. And I want to share all seven of these with you now. Very first is that they succeed on purpose. What do I mean about this? Well, they don't leave really anything to chance. They're looking to have huge success together. And this is so important because it creates tremendous value when you get clear on the vision of what you want to achieve. Okay, we know where we want to go. In your practice, you know where you want to go. Then as financial advisors, it's not hard for us to quantify our goals of what we need to do that. And there are strategies and tactics by pulling those together, we can accelerate our success even more to achieve that vision. We don't leave things to chance. If we want to be great entrepreneurs, we want to be successful on purpose. Second, there's no such thing as you finish college and that's it. We are students of success. We want to go ahead and we make the commitment to lifelong learning. This is so important. I spend over $100,000 a year on my own education. Why? I want to be at the top of the game. Now, you don't need to spend that much, but you need to make the investment in yourself so that you really understand how you can best build your business to serve your clients systemically, not only serve your clients, but attract a steady stream of clients to you so that you can achieve the practice of your dreams. I mean, it's very, very powerful. And this is one of the most important ones that's neglected. So often we stop learning. Number three, they intentionally change themselves as needed. Okay, what are we talking about here? We're talking about not, you know, it's one thing to be persistent and kind of beat our head against the wall repeatedly. What we want to do, there's a term here in Silicon Valley and for many entrepreneurs, it's called a pivot. If you're hitting the wall, you look to see where you can have the opening to have more success. And as the world is changing for all of us as financial advisors, what's happening? We're seeing increased competition. The artificial intelligence, the robo advisors coming on and taking really the mass affluent, we would define as $100,000 to $1 million. They're beginning to have some success there. Okay, doesn't mean they're going to take over, but it's going to get more competitive. We also see the opportunity to move up market. You know, look at the positive side, pivoting. But we have to be very conscious of all this competition and how we can differentiate ourselves. And how do we change ourselves so that we're going to be effective in that? And what do those clients want? They want wealth management. The investments are becoming commoditized. They want help mitigating taxes, taking care of their heirs, making sure their assets are protected from litigation and divorce, and charity. They care about the causes they care about. How can you help them do that and really make a difference? We've got to be open to change. From there, we've got to recognize is very few entrepreneurs have success by going it alone. What this is all about is we need a team. We need our team internally, and we need externally. If we're going to deliver wealth management, one of the key things to remember is there's no one advisor that can know everything. So what we have to do is find the right experts to work with us. See, I don't want you to think of yourself as a quarterback. You know, use a sports analogy, forgive me for that. I want you to think of yourself as a general manager of franchise players, both your internal team and your external team, your professional network of accountants, tax accountant, attorney, estate planning attorney, life insurance specialist, property casualty, depending on what niche you choose to work in. We need a lot of help, both internally and externally. So don't go it alone. In addition, one of the great things about life is that each of us is different. And what we want to do is we want to focus on our strengths, not our weaknesses. Always think of, you know, why would we want to go through our career and build really strong weaknesses by the end of the career by focusing on those? Just, you know, I always think of the movie City Slickers, where Curly goes, you only have to be good at one thing. What's your unique strength? And then surround yourself, both internally and externally, with a team that can help you really create value through doing this. It is amazing what you can accomplish. Number six, entrepreneurs, the most successful ones, they are generous and they're eager to share their knowledge. And this is one of the most effective ways of marketing, is to go ahead and do what we call influence marketing. We're going to start and have conversations with the movers and shakers of the world. Four most powerful words in the English language: I need your help. And you're doing the research to understand that market. You're going to find that the influencers are going to be more than happy to help you so that you can serve their community and be extremely effective. And above all, people know them, they trust them, they like them. They're trustable, trustworthy, and likable. This is so important. We want to work with people we know, like, and trust. You have to position yourself to do that. And this is at every level of both internal, external teams, your clients, your future clients. You have to do that. If you do that, you take these seven best practices, you can take your business to unbelievable heights. Now, here at CEG, we'd like to help you do that. We offer, in the link below, or where it might be on one of the sides, depending on where you're watching this video, a link to our Best Year Ever consultation. This is a complimentary consultation where we take a look at where you are now, where you want to go, and what would we do if we were in your shoes to accelerate your success. If you have a net income of $200,000 or more as a financial advisor, so you have a strong foundation, we can help you take a look on what we would do if we were in your shoes to accelerate your success. So what you would accomplish over the next 5 years, to do it in the 2 to 3 years. And all this is free. Why do we do it? We find that about 1 out of 3 of you that take this consultation become clients. And we love helping our fellow entrepreneurs really accelerate their success so that they can serve their current clients and their future clients even better. We wish you the best of success.
The CEG Advisor Edge. Essential insights. real results.